You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Because this journey is better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 702.
You're on 702, the Clement Manyatela Show. I am Thabo Mdluli in for Clement. And it's time for What's the Tea? Is it wrong to be a mama's boy? And by the way, judging by the reaction that we got to the conversation around the tenants' rights, yeah, lots of questions still. We're going to have to recircle and maybe revisit that one and give it a little bit more time to be able to fit in all your questions, because it looks like it is something that's certainly a bother for many of you. But what's the tea then? We got this text, right, for 702 listeners, and maybe you can help us here, put us right, and tangle our thoughts here on this particular one. It says, I was raised by my mother, and I have grown to be very close to her as it was just me, her, and my older sister. I've never had a male figure in my life, so my mother has become someone that I speak to about everything, from how my day was at work, relationships advice, I mean everything. My sister moved out long time ago, so it is just the two of us in the house. Recently, my friends started teasing me that I am too old to be this close to my mother and still staying with her. They are calling me a mama's boy. I see nothing wrong with me being this close to my mom. In fact, I love it. Out of curiosity, is it wrong to be a mama's boy? All right, that's the question. So do we have 702 listeners that can relate to this question? Can you relate with this? And how are you dealing with it? What are you saying to your friends, right, about your close relationship with your mother? And maybe being, of course, Women's Month, yesterday being Women's Day, these are some of the other gender norms. You know what gender norms are? Gender norms is those social norms that dictate how we should behave. So how girls should behave or how boys should behave. And to an extent, these are the norms that are contributing to much of the challenges that we are having around gender based violence and inequality, like the various roles that are prescribed for us to play. This is one of them, that you say, no, you're too close to your mother as a boy, you're a mama's boy, and you get teased for that. So one of our listeners sent us this, and for What's the Tea today, asking the question, is it wrong to be a mama's boy? And what is a mama's boy? And when do you get to that line, right, of being a mama's boy? 011-883-0702, 072-702-1702. Do we have listeners who can relate to this? And how are you dealing with it? Are you close to your mother? And what do people say about your close relationship with your mother? Do they see it as something that is positive, or do they see it as something that, hey, listen, you are a little bit old for this now. You need to be moving out, go get your own place, right, and start doing your own things. You're a little bit more dependent. Speaking to Bongane earlier on, Bongane saying when you begin to have, I suppose your mother being the one who makes decisions for you or interfering in particular decisions, maybe that have got to do with your relationship, and it gets to a point where maybe it becomes a little bit too much. Maybe you are married, right? Even in your marriage, you still feel you want to maintain. I'm just curious, right? That relationship, close relationship with your mother. How does your partner respond to that? How do you deal with it in a relationship where you are used to this very close relationship? When you knock off work, you always phone your mother. I suppose you check in and you tell her how your day was, and so on and so forth. And by the time you get home to your partner, suppose you have already dealt with that. You don't maybe share as much with her as you do with your mother. Maybe even when things are not going right in that relationship, you go to your mother for relationship advice. Is this your experience? Is this you? How are you dealing with it? And how are people responding to that type of behavior in you. 011-883-0702, 072-702-1702. We'll take your WhatsApp and your calls on that particular question this morning. What is your feeling on maybe, and Sinazo asked this earlier on, we should maybe even define that. I might just have a close relationship with my mother because I was raised that way. But does that necessarily therefore mean I am now a mama's boy? So what is a mama's boy? How do you define it? How do you define a mama's boy? Just by simply being close to your mother and sharing your thoughts and sharing your feelings and sharing your experiences, does that automatically qualify you as a mama's boy? Some of the messages, hey Tabo, mama's boy is summed up by a movie called Failure to Launch. No man must be staying with his mom once he turns 25. This closeness to his mama will affect his relationship with potential female partners. No female partner appreciates a man who keeps his mama at arm's length. Short advice to this dude, get out of your mama house. That's Sam in Tembisa. Okay. 011-883-0702, 072-702-1702. Listen to this voice note.
Walking the talk.
This is 702.
702.
All right, we'll get to that voice note in just a moment. Let's go to Nonkululeko in Bloemfontein on the line. Hi, Nonkululeko.
Hi, how are you?
Good, welcome. Yeah, what's a mama's boy?
I don't think there's a mama's boy because, for example, in my case, I'm a girl and most of my life I traveled. And when I was older, I started to live with my parents. And when I was in my 20s, I worked in the East Rand. And my mom would help me with my rent and my groceries and stuff. And she was involved in my life. And I moved back to the Free State, and now I live with her. And it's like she sometimes subsidizes my groceries and things like that. But what I'm saying is to be close to your parent is not an issue because people have different relationships with their parents. Sometimes when they're children, they don't get along that well with their parents. But when they get older, they become reflective and they're more aware of the importance and the role that their parents play. So it's not really an issue that he lives with you.
Nonkululeko, yes, you're saying it's not an issue for you. I mean, would you be in a relationship with a partner that is that attached?
I think, okay, let me, in my specific situation, right, I have a chronic condition. So my mom helps me maintain routine around the condition. So if it was something like that, I wouldn't have a problem with my partner living with their family because the family is helping him look after his condition. People have different ways of functioning. And for example, you get partners that are very close with their parents. They see them on a regular basis, almost daily basis. I think you need to respect the type of relationships that people have with their parents. It might not be the type of relationship that you have with your parents, but it's the type of relationship that they have with their parents.
Right. Nonkululeko, they're in Bloemfontein, relationship, respect the relationships that folks have with their parents. Laura, you...
How are you?
Are you well?
This is a very touchy subject for me.
I can hear how you're coming in. You're already on fire.
I am engaged to a mama's boy. And I wasn't engaged. He wasn't a mama's boy when I met him. But his father passed away. And since his father passed away, it drives me insane. It drives me crazy.
What particularly rubs you up the wrong way about this relationship?
So we will be sitting watching TV, for example, and it's after 8, and Mama will stand up and Mama will say, okay, it's time to go to bed now. and we must go to bed. A 58-year-old man and a 59-year-old woman must go to bed because mama says we must go to bed.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Sure, yeah, that's maybe that's the line there. That's the line that should not be crossed.
Correct. Mama tells us where we can go for dinner, where we can go. Should we go for dinner? No, mama doesn't feel like going with us, so we don't go for lunch. We don't go for breakfast because mama doesn't want to do it.
And you're going to go on? You're staying in this? Are you addressing it? Are you going to be married soon?
No, I've addressed it. He's a beautiful man, a wonderful man, but mama drives me crazy.
All right, Bedford, we appreciate your call. 0118830702. Also on WhatsApp saying, there's nothing wrong with a guy living with their parents. It doesn't mean they're mama's boy. Okay. Siobhan saying, I was dating a mama's boy. When it was Valentine's Day, mom will also get a Valentine's gift. Or when we go out to lunch or to a dance, his mom would be with, or when he visits me. He'd say, my mom asked me to go to the shop. So I just popped by. That's Siobhan there. Some more voice notes. Let's listen.
Good morning, Thabo. Hope you're doing well. And good morning, 702 Len. So in terms of mama's boy, I don't think that's a very nice term to use, because that term denotes someone that is a spoiled brat whose mother does everything for them. But, however, according to how the gentleman has explained his relationship with his mom, I see nothing wrong with that. It's actually a beautiful relationship, although when he gets married, his mom does not interfere then in his marriage in terms of detecting what should be done and what should not be done, and working against the daughter-in-law. But otherwise, if it's a sincere mother-son relationship, it sounds good. Have a lovely day. Bye.
Now, one thing I don't understand, Kiori. Should a lady be close with her mother, very close with her mother, very close with her father? There's no label for it. Like, even if they would say daddy's girl or mommy's girl, it wouldn't have so much weight or give or bother people. Like, when a son is close to their mother, then automatically it's bothering people. Like, I really don't understand why. Like, if I were to be very close with my father, it wouldn't bother them as much as I would be close with my mother. KK Pretoria.
KK, worried about the label itself there. In fact, both those callers worried about labeling it mama's boy. Maybe it's a little bit of how you what you call it. Maybe it's just a close relationship, not necessarily being mama's boy. Stella, you're in Sandton. Hi.
Hello.
How are you, Stella?
I'm good and you.
Yeah,
I was
great.
Just listening to your very interesting talk about the mama's boy, and I think it's very sweet that a boy still loves his mother even when he gets married. I think the mother should know the limit, though, not to go too far.
Yeah.
But I think it's very sweet, actually, and I think that it's a great relationship because not a lot of people have that relationship. And I don't think that it should matter what anyone really thinks of it, as long as it makes him happy and they're all fine with it. So I think that's great.
Yeah, out of curiosity, I mean, to the extent of dictating when you go to sleep, going to the dance, going with you, dictating where you go for lunch, when you go for lunch, I mean, is that pushing it a bit, or is that still part of the beautiful relationship?
I think dictating is a little bit too far, but I think the rest is all great, as long as it's not too, like, coming in between the relationship. But if he's single and it works for him, then I think that's great.
Stella in Sandton saying, there's nothing wrong with this, just great there. Do we have more listeners who can relate to this situation? And you're dealing with it now. How are you actually dealing with it? The question of a mama's boy. This listener sending us a text saying, well, boys, my friends are calling me a mama's boy, and I see nothing wrong with this. It's just a close relationship that I have with my mother. Nati.
Tabo, how are you?
All right, my brother, you well?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks, bro.
Yeah.
So I just don't. I've been called a mama's boy because, I mean, I would go to my mom 3 times, 4 times a week. It doesn't really matter. She's my mom. I go visit her, see her, make sure that she's okay, and she sees me when I'm not okay. And she's the only person that, when I'm not okay, she understands that I'm not okay. I mean, why is it there's a description for a boy that's close to their mom, but when a lady is close to their mom, no one describes it. You know, women go shopping with their mom. They would tell them, I'm going shopping with my mom. But for a man, it's wrong for them to say, I'm taking my mom out. I'm going out with my mom. Why are we living in a society that wants to move away a boy child from their mother?
Yeah,
because it is a wrong perception. Because I have got kids, or I that is close to me. But people, they are able to say, "Hey, the lo umtana kababa no is a
daddy's
father's daughter."
Yeah,
his daughter. Why is the people acceptance to that? But when it's a boy close to his mother, my son is close to his mother, and I cannot force him to be close to me as much as he's close to his mom.
Yeah.
All right, he goes out with his mom. They enjoy going out together. I enjoy going out with my daughter. Is there anything wrong there? No, there's nothing wrong. People have their preferences, and people, and it's so good to be loved by your parent.
Mm.
And people should always say that when a person loves their mother, they are capable of being able to love and nurture the other woman. They should always think about those things. I understand that mothers that overstep. Overstepping, yes, it's not right. And
yeah.
Then there needs to be a level of understanding. What a boy, a man can all, I'm 43. I also, last year I was going through a tough time. No one could see. But my mom saw it and then told me that, you're not okay. You need to go and see someone. No one else could see that. But she's the only one that could see it. And her instructions were the one that really pushed me to go in and get therapy.
Sure. All right. Nati there in Soweto saying it's a social construct that he doesn't particularly agree with, this thing of being called a mama's boy just because you are very close to your mother. In fact, he believes it's a good thing that there are folks that have that kind of relationship. He supports it. He is very close to his mom. The mom's the one who's able to pick up even problems that he is dealing with in his life. 011-883-0702-0727-02-1702. Do we have more voice notes? Okay, we can take those.
Good morning, 702 listeners. Narma Pedi Brati. Varvita bo mama's baby. Lo sababwe. Varo komba gama enwa na bomma. Go wicha bomma. Wow.
Yeah. Very comba. Oh my. All right, you can send through more of those messages. Is it Pillo in Pretoria? The problem with these women is that you'll never know if tomorrow she will still feel the same way about you, and on the other hand, your mother will always feel the same way. Hence, I will always be a mama's boy below there in Pretoria. All right, 011-883-0702-0727-02-1702. Maybe we can take another voice note.
Moved in with my mother about 6 years ago after a divorce. She's now 78 years old. Let's assume she lives till 80 years, or maybe she's blessed a year or two longer. I'll stay with her. Call me mama's boy. That's okay. Bye.
Yeah, all right. Deza.
Deza, get Deza.
Sure, Deza. Uring fan.
Braga na akibatlo bua haolune, ke mona fela. No, there are those eluri asong ke babeli death mother figure or father figure. So, batali story yana so, nasi yuweba.
Yeah.
So, abatole mo na braga.
Deza, it's a better ke mona fela, nothing else.
Sorry, braga.
Sure, braga. Nolo, you're the bar. Good morning.
Morning. So
yeah. You're dating a mama's boy. How's it going for you?
Mama's boy. You guys know. So it's okay to be close to your mother. I have no problem with anyone being close to their mother and having a relationship with their mother. But it bothers me when it comes to the entitlement, because first of all, my guy can't clean, can't cook for himself, can't survive without his parents, doesn't even do his laundry, expects his parents to pay his car and pay his rent. Like, guys, no.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah.
All right.
So now the relationship is really rocky because I just, an incident that happened right now, really personal, just was like,
No, no, I feel you. I hear you. That's not a there in the vault. It does tend to be a little bit complicated once it's interfering with the relationship. But a love for a mother certainly is not a bad thing at all.